Hello, football fans, and welcome to this edition of the Lamar Football Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and of course, with me as always is head football coach at Lamar High School, Laban DeLay. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, As you and I at least joke around sometimes, it's always, where is Bill when we're recording this tonight? Well, I'm actually back in Arlington. Been on the road the last two Mondays when we've done this, and actually I was supposed to be in Austin or on the way down there tonight, but I'm going to wait and go tomorrow morning. But people don't care about that. They want to hear about Lamar Viking football. And so I got to say, Coach, I really enjoyed watching the scrimmages at the Gopher Bowl last Friday night. And I have to be open and say that I spent the first half of the activities watching the freshman half of the field because I've got a son playing freshman football this year. And so that was a lot of fun. But, of course, enjoyed the varsity scrimmage. And here's a few observations that I made, and then I would like to get your thoughts and feedback and y'all's observations. I saw the defense making multiple coverage sacks. In other words, you know, they were controlling if the quarterback really got hit or not, but they were blowing a lot of plays dead when our defense was basically, it looked like, going to sack their quarterback. And I would consider those coverage sacks, meaning the defensive secondary was doing really well. I saw some defenders breaking up passes. And once in a while, I saw that we allowed some passes out to the flats. Let's talk about defense, if you want to, first. What are some of your observations?
Yeah, we have done a really good job through fall camp, even starting back from last spring and through fall camp of, you know, just trying to get better at the little things and trying to get really a big emphasis on a few coverages and trying to get better at just a few things rather than having a wide variety of things. And we'll evolve into other things, other coverages. But I was pleased with the play in the back end. And I think that you're right. We it allowed us to get to the quarterback a few times. And our big thing in the back end is we don't want to give up the big play, you know. So we want that quarterback to throw to the flat, throw to the sidelines, throw out wide. And we'll keep everything in front of us and go tackle that. We don't want to give up the short, easy throw and make him throw to the widest, furthest wide receiver. So you saw a lot of that last Friday night, and so, you know, from the back end perspective, from the secondary perspective, that's a win for us.
That sounds great. And you know, as soon as you started talking about each week working on things, I remember that from last year as we would do these coaches shows every week, you would talk about, you know, we're going to start this week working on these things and evolve and, you know, getting further into the season, it becomes a really complete system, and I think that's admirable. So on offense, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's really a building block. You know, I'm both sides of the bar, all three faces, but defensively, you know, we have our core emphasis and our base, and then from that, per each week, we have a game plan that's specific to our opponent. But, you know, we might be in week eight, and we might revert back to week two. Hey, do you remember when we did this against this opponent? Now we're going to tweak it a little bit because our opponent is doing this. So it's really a building block like education is. And so our kid into what we're doing each and every week and grow from there.
Sounds great. Well, speaking of how you said y'all don't want to give up the big plays, I wrote some notes and I'm looking at those now. When we were on offense, y'all had several big plays, and I'm just going to run through a few. I didn't have names, of course, because we didn't know who was necessarily doing what, and at this point really doesn't matter because it's a team effort. But I saw what I've got notes here, a 25-yard pass completion, a great 30-yard run, a 40-yard touchdown pass, 30-yard run. The guy broke one or two tackles on the way. O-line was doing a great job breaking holes for the running game. A lot of good completions, a shovel pass that went for about 30 yards. So it looks like a really good variety of some. There were some shorter plays too, of course, but several kind of medium to long plays.
Yeah, we're really excited about the explosive plays, what we call an explosive play. But, you know, I'm probably most proud of zero negative plays. You know, in the last quarter part, we might have had some stalemates. We didn't finish the entire scrimmage like we started out and play the majority of it, but we didn't have any negative plays. And that's big for an offensive coordinator and for an offensive unit is that you don't want to be behind the chains you know, on second down or third down. You want to keep moving ahead. So really excited about the 5 yard gains and the 6 yard gains and the 8 yard gains that might not get us that first down, but it puts us in a second and three or second and two, something manageable, and also gives us an opportunity to take a shot downfield, you know, whenever you're second and short. So I'm really excited about what we did on first down. And then, like I said, the explosive plays, you know, obviously those are exciting for the fans and exciting for us. But as a strategist, you know, we really want to stay in front of the chains and get that manageable second and third down opportunities. And we did that the other night.
Definitely so. Great observation there. Well, so now what are y'all already starting to work on and what will you be working on in practices this week?
Yeah, you know, Fossil Ridge brings a lot of talent to the table. They're a playoff team last year. Matter of fact, our first three non-district ball games are all playoff caliber teams that went, you know, SGP went a couple rounds. And so we've got, you know, that was by design and to help us prepare for district. But Fossil Ridge offensive line, they're big. They return three all-district offensive linemen, and they're big and they move well. They're solid in their pass protection. They've got a great running back with vision, but that quarterback, he's a very accurate passer, but I think he's more deadly with his feet. And so we're going to try to keep him contained. And then they've got one big GoDaddy out at wide receiver. So we're going to have to cover everything in all areas. And then on the offensive side, again, on their defensive line is loaded. They bring four out of four defensive linemen back. So they've got a lot of returners coming back. Their middle linebacker was an all-district kid. And then the back end, they're both safeties are headhunters, and they're all-district as well. So they've got a lot of kids coming back. And so what we have to do is just stick to the game plan, believe in it. And then, like I said, those kids that haven't had that Friday night experience, they're going to have to grow up in a hurry and get used to that game speed of Friday nights.
Definitely so. I like the way you put that, because that is a big step for some of these guys playing for the first time on Friday night under the lights in the full house, so to speak, with the varsity level. So that's great. Well, all right, now here's a question. You may not want to answer it or may not have the answer, but I've got to ask so people will know I did. Any hints on the starting quarterback for Friday night yet?
You know, both quarterbacks had a spectacular night the last Friday night. And when I went back and graded them, one was at 70% and one was at 71% as far as pass efficiency and read efficiency, regardless, you know, if we dropped the ball or whatever, it was on spot. And then they were 100% on the run read. So, you know, it's one of those battles that I'll go back to it again, that it's only making us better as a team. It's making each one of them better and competing in that manner. And so what we did is, you know, both are going to get reps, both are going to be ready to go, and they're both going to get some defensive reps too, because I truly believe that they can both help this football team, whether on they're split and one's on the offensive side and one's on the defensive side. But right now I'm going to keep that question or keep that answer in my pocket, Bill. And you know,
that's fine.
Kind of beat around the bush, because they were both spectacular and both really good leaders, and really excited about what we have with, you know, because you're going to see throughout the season that we're going to be able to use both of them on both sides of the ball and help the Lamar Vikings football team.
Well, I know it's kind of tough to make those decisions, and so we're not pushing by any means anymore for any more hints, but also realize what an asset that is to have two outstanding quarterbacks who not only can both help out, you know, as quarterback, but like you say, they're both going to be able to help out in other aspects of the game as well. So that, yeah, we'll leave it at
really
that. What a great situation. Excellent. Okay, well, this week we've got sub-varsity Thursday night. The junior varsity will head over to Fossil Ridge beginning at 6 o'clock for their doubleheader. And on Thursday night, the freshman teams. Lamar will host Fossil Ridge at Cravens Field again, beginning at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, Friday night under the lights, it all starts off the season with the varsity game at 7:30 at Cravens Field. And we want lots of fans in the stands. And just, Coach, one more time, tell us, what does that mean to see lots of fans?
Oh, it just brings so much confidence to our kids. And really, that's what it's about. Let's go out and enjoy ourselves but be positive in regards to rooting for the Lamar Vikings and not, you know, downgrading our opponent. But I would like to make a note that, you know, our locker room is not over there at the north side of the school anymore. Our locker room is in the MAC facility. So we're going to be actually housing before the game and at halftime at the locker room down on the south end near the baseball field. Our opponent's going to be right next to us. So our tunnel, wow, Viking tunnel that we started creating, you know, a couple years ago, I would still like to keep that in form. And that's going to, we'll get more details out with Jay Ryan and the public announcer on Friday evening where that's going to be set up. But that's going to be set up down at the south end of Cravens Field. And really would encourage everybody to be a part of that Viking tunnel and root our young men on to victory.
Well, thanks for plugging that, and I just want to give one more plug also to support the pregame tunnel, the Viking tunnel, and then also be watching for all the opportunities to help out with the Booster Club, because the Booster Club is so essential to the success of the program, to be able to do the things that the team can with the funding that comes through Booster Club activities that's not available through just the usual AISD budget for all the schools, and so that's important also. Please do. Definitely.
Let me add something. You know, this every year I've been blessed with great Booster Club officers, and this year is no different. I mean, the board that I have right now is unbelievable. They have gone above and beyond and reaching out to other parents that might not have been involved in the past, and now those parents are involved. So kudos to them, because it's not about me or the coaching staff, or it's about their kids and supporting their kids. And, you know, as a 15, 16, 17, 18 year old, you want to see mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, whoever it is out there supporting you in some form or fashion. So, I love this Booster Club. I love my officers and really do appreciate everything they've done for us.
Well, and we appreciate that and everything y'all do. One more plug I'll give. If anyone cannot be at the game on Friday night, no matter where you would be in the world, you can also tune into a live audio broadcast. We will have a camera focused in on the scoreboard only, but we'll have a live audio webcast, and I believe you'll be able to go to LamarNation.com. That's LamarNation.com, and click on live stream. I believe that's where it will be. We'll give out information also, but that way all the fans, all the family and friends anywhere in the world can join in on the game if they can't be there. Well, that's going to do it this week for this installment of the Lamar Viking Football Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley with Laban DeLay saying VFND. Mm-hmm.